Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. We'll get the second hour started in just a moment, but I want to tell you about Lunar Pages. Lunar Pages is a business and personal internet web hosting company. Everything you need. If you just need something small, you know, like $5.99 a month. But if you need a dedicated IP, SSL certificates, storage, cloud computing, enterprise server, all that kind of stuff, the language support your developers are looking for, all the scripts that you're going to add to your business website, and secure transactions, e-commerce, all of that sort of stuff, Lunar Pages is for you. And the best thing about Lunar Pages is their data centers, they're all here in the United States, in cities that you recognize. And you'll understand the tech people when you call them at 2 in the morning, because they are in those very same cities, and they can walk right up to your server and fix whatever's happening while you are on the phone. Lunar Pages. I've trusted them with my websites for more than 10 years now. I love them over there. 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to our sponsors page on our website, click on the Lunar Pages button, and get started. Lunar Pages. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show, where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. Some of the stories we're working on this hour for you. Oh, you know that design-a-burger deal that McDonald's had going on in one country? Things went very, very, very wrong, but oh so funny. You'll make sure to hear about that. There's a new sexually transmitted disease that cannot be stopped. You need to know about that. Also, riding a bike is better for a particular medical condition than any other kind of exercise. It doesn't make any sense, but we'll talk about that. And the other thing I want to tell you is that, yes, indeed, over all these years, there is proof now that we were indeed buying that magazine for the articles. Oh, we have some more guests on the show, too. Gary Warner, our travel guy, will be here. We also, Marta McDowell wrote the book, All the President's Gardens, Madison's Cabbages to Kennedy's Roses, How the White House Grounds Have Grown with America. And Kaylee Shoemaker is the head distiller at Hangar One Vodka, and they've distilled and bottled and sell for a pretty good price. Vodka made out of the fog in San Francisco.
Are you keeping the vodka segment to the end of the show? Is that you're doing that to me, aren't you?
Oh, it's like a cute little puppy falls down a well and is safe and sound. We have video, which we just showed you.
Your house is trying to kill you. Yeah. Coming up on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
Walking trees.
At the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, see, just to prove that we don't do that, we did the walking trees story in the first hour. Go back and listen to it if you're catching up right now. All right, so Gonzo Gregg is here with us. Dale Lopes is here, and I'm Phil. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Even though I can't, but it's nice that you're listening to the program. We thank you for that. Global warming, Gonzo, is
not happening, clearly.
No, yeah,
no.
Not even, right?
No, there's no global warming. But let me bring you the weather from the Middle East. We have an area of high pressure parked across the Middle East.
Yeah.
High temperatures today, a cool, crisp 125 degrees.
Whoa! But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yes, punch. 125 in Kuwait. Now, you expect it to be hot there.
Right.
But, you know, 125 is a little toasty.
Yeah.
The record for high heat on planet Earth, they say, is 134.1 degrees, and that would be in Death Valley in 1913.
That's the year everything died, right?
That's what they say. Weather nerds say that might not be completely confirmable, that it was actually 134 degrees.
Yeah.
Somebody might.
There's probably just some dude, you know, like looking for gold or silver or something out there in the desert. He was from Kuwait, and he said,
"Well, sure feels like 134 degrees out here."
If you ask me, it's 130. The thermometer in Baker says it's 134 degrees.
Did they have that back then?
I'm going to stop at the big boy.
Yeah.
And,
no, the bun boy.
The bun boy.
Bun boy, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
The bun boy. And
That's a thing, bun boy.
Yep. If you've never been to Baker, California, make a stop at the bun boy, which is closed now.
Now, be careful if you go to the bun boy. Oh, were you talking about this still?
You could go to the Mad Greek or let's see what else they got. Fine dining options there in Baker.
Hose man. Oh, that's not a dining place. That's a place where you buy hoses for your
your car, radiator. Because your radiator will blow up in Baker, California, because it's 134 degrees, and you can stop and get some alien jerky because it's made from real aliens.
That's right. Or you could stop and grab a shower at the truck stop.
That's true, yes.
Where you're going to catch something, aren't you?
Exactly. And it ain't Pokemon.
No.
You know, I think I'll just fly to Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Flying is probably better.
But on the topic of catching something, Gons.
Are you making a disease reference?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what would you say in the world today in terms of disease that strikes the most terror?
It's got to be cancer.
Okay, yeah. I think that's fair enough.
Will you give me that?
I will give you cancer.
Right.
But I would say number two would be gonorrhea.
Oh.
What?
Right?
Well, yeah, what happens when you get gonorrhea? You just slowly die, right?
You get a shot and you're done.
Oh, is that all? Well, that's not so scary.
Right.
Bring it on.
What, you haven't had the experience, Phil?
Of course not.
You haven't gone down the clap trap?
No, it's never hurt when I pee. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's the second most common sexually transmitted disease around these parts. But like a lot of bacteria that cause disease, it is becoming increasingly resistant to.
Oh boy, that's not good.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
So,
it's a Uber gonorrhea.
It's I don't know if it's driving a car, but at that point, that'd be really scary. That's an Uber I will not want to take.
Yeah,
it is becoming increasingly resistant to antibiotics, and this is because of we've talked about this before, overprescribing of antibiotics. You go to the quick care. I have a cold. All right, here, have some antibiotics.
Yeah.
So, it is becoming increasingly resistant to the drugs they usually give you. So they are afraid that it will become, untreatable, and then no one will ever go on Tinder again.
That's right.
Tinder is going out of business thanks to gonorrhea 2.0.
Time to move to a cabin in Montana with satellite internet and just sit around and watch porn.
That's the only option anymore.
By yourself, yeah.
Yep.
Hermit sex for the rest of your life. Well, while we're on the topic of health and disease, one of the most common diseases, apparently, we always say exercise is a good thing. If you want to stay healthy and be better at, or your body can be better at attacking these diseases when they come around, if you're exercising. But Dale, there's new word about a certain type of exercise fending off a certain disease.
That's right. Cycling. It can actually reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. Cycling. Two-wheel cycling. Opposed to a tricycle.
Oh, all right.
So your tricycle, right out. It's not working. Get on the bike with two wheels. Otherwise, you have more diabetes. If you're on a tricycle.
Thank you, Professor. Now, that's a very sharp-angled particular type of activity to fend off a very particular specific disease. And it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I could run up and down the street and get the heart pumping. Wouldn't that fend off type 2 diabetes?
Well, I think any type of exercise is good, of course.
Yeah.
But they found researchers at Denmark University say that the two-wheel cycling can reduce the risk of diabetes in adults.
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought initially it was probably like intense cycling, like those spin classes that my wife takes. She's an Ironman athlete.
Yeah.
So I thought it was something like that. But they're saying, no, it can be casual cycling. Just, riding the bike around the neighborhood, just going to the gym and just going on the bike for a short period of time.
Yeah.
So does this mean like Wilford Brimley is going to be out in the Tour de France?
Is he still alive? I think is this probably is. They put out a press release. What this was outcome-based research where the government gives a grant to the researchers and says, hey, look, we need more people to leave their car in the garage and get on bicycles. So why don't you do this research and prove what we already know, but attribute what we already know to riding bikes. And
well,
maybe,
is this like from the Cycling Association?
As a university. So researchers who got paid, and you can government's co-op researchers all the time. with cash, because researchers aren't going to eat or have a roof above their heads if they
don't
get
money.
Why
didn't they make it fun and go to the pogo stick people and say, jumping up and down on a pogo stick is perfect to get rid of diabetes?
Yeah. Just conjecture on my part, but now it's blown out the window because the pogo stick theory is much more fun than riding a bike.
Well, I'm just glad they didn't make it a unicycle.
Oh,
good Lord.
Yeah. Who knows?
Now, if you ride one of those old-timey bikes with a big wheel in the front and you have a huge...
A velocipede?
Yeah, a huge hipster mustache.
Yeah.
There you go.
Does that help, poop?
No, you're going to die.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get punched.
Hey, we're going to talk last-minute summer travel bargains with our travel guy, Gary Warner. He's coming up in just moments. But first, Constant Contact is a good way to stay in touch with your customers. It's a good way to tell them when you have a sale. It's a good way to service their needs. And it's mind-boggling in this digital era to be able to do that yourself. So why not get somebody to help? The folks at Constant Contact are experts in small business marketing, and they'll work with you to make you an expert as well. Even if you're not quick at grasping things, you'll seem like an expert to your customers because you'll have all the autoresponders, the event management, the social media support, the mobile responsive technology to deliver better results, all from an easy-to-use single login interface. I want you to try Constant Contact for free. Try their email for free right now. Simply visit our sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Constant Contact button and get started being an expert marketer. Constant Contact. All right. That adjustment you hear, more than likely, is the signal that it is time to talk about travel. This time, last-minute travel deals. You might want to get on the stick and book something, I'm thinking, but what do I know? I'm not the travel guy, so let's bring him on officially. Gary Warner, hello, sir.
Officially, here I am.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. One of the biggest O fish in the sea when it comes to travel. So, Gary, when does the summer travel season end, by the way?
Well, you know, it's changed since you and I were younger, let's say. Yeah. It used to be that Labor Day was sort of the demarcation for the end of summer.
Yeah.
And kids would go back to school after Labor Day. But the kids are going back to school, elementary school, high school kids are going back to school actually much earlier, with some schools starting in August. And people are sort of front loading more and more their summer vacations into June and July. So what you get is this sort of trough at the end of August when there are deals out there, but people still don't realize quite that, you know, that summer is over. So you can kind of take advantage of that sometimes.
Now, generally speaking, Gary, is waiting till the last minute to book a trip a good strategy?
No, overall, you'd want to the best deals are always well ahead of time and right before. Now, if you wait for right before, you can be disappointed because the deals for right before are usually based on cancellations, you know, changes in weather, that sort of thing. So you can get locked out or end up with an even higher rate than if you had planned well before. But still, if you have some flexibility, you can go online right now and look and see where some of these deals are.
Yeah, and you don't want to get the hotel room next to something noisy, like the boiler room or the elevator or something like that.
Or I just came back from Seattle, and it was tough getting a hotel room at all because the cruise line trips up to Alaska were leaving the next day. And so I ended up staying out at the airport and using frequent flyer miles probably more than I wanted to. But yep, that was my bad for not looking ahead.
Yeah. By the way, my wife asked me the other day, when we take a cruise to Alaska and we use Seattle as a port, can we stay at your place?
Yeah. Oh, in Eugene, no, you'd still have to go about 45 minutes on a puddle jumper up to Seattle.
Oh, that's a two-hour drive then?
Yeah. Well, no, it's more like about more like a five-hour drive.
Well, that settles really that then. We're not coming over.
Yeah, no, you stay in Seattle, and, you know, you can stay down in Tacoma or something like that if you want to save money. But I can give you some restaurant ideas.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll check in when that happens. But in the meantime, last-minute summer deals. Which destinations are good for that idea?
Well, you know, right now, if you're willing to stomach some of the turmoil over there, Europe is a great deal that people probably weren't aware of when they were booking early back around Christmas time. The Brexit vote, the exit from the European Union by the British, as well as concerns about terrorism, have driven down costs and the currency is there. So that right now the pound is worth about 1.3. Dollars. That's a low we haven't seen in ages, and the euro is at 1.1. which is, you know, almost, you know, parity, which they're saying that we may get to by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So these are all great deals in terms of if you're paying directly in euros to like a B&B or something like that, you're going to make a killing. The bigger places have a tendency to sort of compensate. One of the things I'm seeing that's very odd right now is very low airfares, for example, to London. I actually had a $1 each way airfare come up the other day. Now,
well, I was going to ask you what's very low, and $1, that's as low as it gets.
Okay, but here's the problem, is that there's so many fees and taxes that in reality the round trip is about $670.
Oh.
But you got to realize that before they had those fees, plus they were tacking on a $500 airfare or something like that, so you had an over $1,000, you know, ticket to London. You know, right now, between the drop in the value of the pound and the drop in the number of visitors, you know, you're seeing some really great deals out there. So the fare was $1 and, you know, it was like $327
each still, way. You got to be a little skeptical of, hey, $5 airlines, we'll fly to Europe for a dollar.
Well, this is...
we only stop twice, once for directions and once for gas.
This is British Airways, so you know the way that the United Kingdom's going, they may sound like that pretty soon.
That was Redneck Airlines.
Yeah, right.
Wrong airline.
Sorry.
Is it Gary? Is it too late to get into the national parks?
Well, you know, this is the 100th anniversary of the national parks on August 25th when the National Park Service was created. There's been a record number of reservations in the national parks, but August has a tendency to be sort of the shakeout period when maybe people who made the reservations back in the spring or even the winter find that they can't go at that time, or, you know, they just don't have the money or something like that. So you see a large number of cancellations. So this is more of a thing where perhaps you look around at the various parks, look at Zion, look at Yosemite. I'm talking about mostly the ones in the West, Yellowstone, Glacier, and see cancellations. If you have some flexibility, you can get into these places. Plus, the National Park Service tends to keep about a quarter of all campsites for same-day visitors. Now, that's a real gamble because you can end up getting locked out. But the August traveler is different than the June traveler. The June traveler, the July traveler, is more of a type A personality who really wants to make sure that they can get out right off the bat on the summer vacation and get into place. August tends to be a little bit more of the dawdlers, and I don't know. So it's worth looking at the cancellations out there. They are out there.
Yeah. All right. People might be inclined to want to go to on a cruise or take a trip to Hawaii this time of year, but I wonder about the weather
changing. Exactly, Phil. People have to realize that the end of August is the beginning of the hurricane season. And in Hawaii, they've already had, I believe, it's either three or four named storms, basically storms that got up to hurricane level, that headed out that way, and they've missed the islands so far, but it's looking like a fairly heavy travel season for hurricanes. The thing is, you can get hit by hurricanes out there beginning in August. Same thing with Baja. Same thing with Caribbean cruises. There's a reason that those prices are lower in the fall and in the early summer. You have to look at the fine print, find out what their act of God, you know, provisions are, because you may end up just circling around the Bahamas or something like that.
I have to read.
Yeah, I know. You know, because we're all so used to just checking the box. You know, scrolling down, check the box. Yeah, you know, and you find out that they don't have to go to Cabo.
My brain's already on vacation. Come on, I got to read all of this.
Take the rest of yourself on vacation. You know,
God ruined my vacation. Mm. Thanks,
yes,
God.
Yes. The act of God is something that airlines and cruise ships use as a out in terms of compensation for you. They'll usually give you like another cruise, like a second helping of something you didn't like. For down the line.
Yeah.
But it can be a real bummer.
Here's a barf bag.
Yeah.
See you soon.
You got it.
Thanks.
Gary Warner, our travel guy. As always, a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Enjoy.
Thanks for all your tips.
Summer. Summer's almost gone, as the Doors sang.
Yeah. They did sing that? I thought you were going to sing it.
Summer's almost gone.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, guy.
See you later.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, we're going to put partisan politics aside for a moment when we talk about presidents with summertime again. We're going to talk about something fun. The White House grounds have grown with America. We're going to talk to the author of All the President's Gardens. Madison's cabbages to Kennedy's roses, how the White House grounds have grown with America. You see how that works there? Kings and queens have dined there, treaties have been signed, and all kinds of shenanigans have happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up.
Shenanigans,
yeah. Marta McDowell joins us in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.